Hey everyone, it's Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. So excited to have you guys here today. Today I'm going to return and report back on something we've been working on. I talked about this probably a month or two ago in the podcast as like something I was thinking about doing, we were working on doing, and now that the practical application is happening and it's working, it's one of those things I wish I would have done 2 decades ago. So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets. All right, everybody. So if you remember, I was talking a little while ago about like setting out more of a promotional schedule inside of our calendar where it's like, okay, you know, the first week of every month we do this, the second week we do this, the third week, and it's just like a consistent plan that happens over and over again. So I did a podcast episode on that a couple months ago, and then we've been slowly trying to implement things and figuring it out. And then it wasn't until about 2 weeks ago in our company, I like basically stopped everyone, and everyone was doing a whole bunch of stuff. And it's funny, when I did my call with Rachel Hollis, she was talking about the same thing. She's like, the difference between a peacetime general and a wartime general. And I think, you know, prior to COVID-19 and all this stuff, I was a peacetime general. So I was talking about things, and things were just slower getting done. And when this whole, everything's changing, it was kind of coming in like, hey, it's wartime general now. Like, I'm coming back in, taking over some stuff. We're shifting a bunch of things. And that's what we've done here. You can ask my teams. I came in and I shook up everything. I'm like, all right, everyone stop what you're doing. Now you do this. Now you're over here. And like, this is how we're shifting things around. And it was cool. First off, my team, it was really fun because I thought for a while, everyone is going to be like, ah, who moved my cheese? If you read that book, who moved my cheese? Everything's different. But instead, they were all like excited and fired up, and it's been really fun. So they're just an amazing team. So that part is really good. So I want to walk you through kind of what we did. So one of the big things that was interesting, and I take complete blame for this in my business, and some of you guys, you probably should be blaming yourself for your problems too. In fact, we all should. But the problem we have in ClickFunnels is like, obviously there's two sides of the company. There's a side that's building the software. So that's run by Todd and those guys, and they're always building it, improving it, making it better. And so on my side, my job is just how do we sell more ClickFunnels? Like that's my role, right? To get more members in and get people using it, educated, all those kind of things. And so we're always creating things to do stuff. And I think my problem is I get so excited about the next thing where it's like, oh, you know, like we built FunnelFlix, we ran over there, we spent all this time and energy and money building FunnelFlix, we launched it and did well, and then we shift to the next thing, and we build this, and we launch it, and we shift to the next, and it's just like, but nothing really gets the time or attention it needs because we kind of leave it behind. You know, the one thing I think that we, in our company, we've done a really good job with was actually ClickFunnels. Like we spent 5 years focusing on ClickFunnels, getting people in ClickFunnels, and like, and so that's why it's done so well. But then all the other front-end things, they do well, but they're always like these peaks and valleys because it's like wherever our focus goes, like energy flows and everything happens, and then we shift somewhere else and it shifts again, and nothing compounds on itself. Until about a year and a half ago was the very first time we did the One Funnel Away Challenge. And for those who remember this, we did the original inaugural One Funnel Away Challenge, and it launched it and it killed it. We had like 5,000 or 6,000 people register for it. And it did great. It did awesome. And I think it was like in September of 2 years ago. And then after that happened, we didn't do it again. It's September, October, November, December, January. And then we had Funnel Hacking Live. And then it was like right after that, we're like, we have to do this again. Like it was so good. So we sat back down, we got it done, we launched it. But this time we did something different than we hadn't before. This time, instead of just launching it and then me shifting my focus and the team shifting their focus, we left somebody behind. Okay, there's a guy on our team named Shane Larson. And Shane was like, hey, Shane, you're in charge of OFA and you make sure this is happening twice a month. And this is the process and this is the thing. And we kind of gave it to him to run. And he got a little team of a handful of people now who run that division, that thing. And every single week, every single day, every single month, they're making it better and better and better. And now I look at, we've been running the OFA challenge for a year and a half, almost 2 years now. And it's now one of the key parts of our business. Like we sell, I don't know the exact number, somewhere between 1,000 and 2,000 people every 2 weeks join the challenge, and it keeps growing. In fact, if you haven't taken the challenge yet, go to onefunnelaway.com. But it's amazing, and it's just the process gets better and better, and the coaching gets better, and like the systems, and it's just consistently amazing. And so that's this one thing that's happening, right? And we left someone behind. And so I look back at what we're doing now, and we have all these amazing assets we've built out, but we haven't left anyone behind. And so we step back and say, okay, instead of us figuring out the next thing, all we're going to do is we're going to figure out like what are our core KPIs, our core goals. So for us, it's like how many ClickFunnels members, how many $297 a month level members, and how many $1,500 a month level members, right? And so, okay, what's the KPI for each one. So the K performance indicator, like how many people are in each of these tiers, like that's the number we need. And then what's the tool, the system, the process we're using to get somebody, right? So OFA gets somebody to join ClickFunnels, right? So it's like, now you're in ClickFunnels, how do we get them to stick? And so we decided, like, the tool, the thing, the process, the funnel, the thing that we're going to do is called Funnel Fridays. And those of you who have been watched, who are on the email list, you saw last week we relaunched Funnel Fridays. And this time we had a system in place, a process, a team. We built out the whole thing, and we strategically figured it out. We launched it, and it was crazy. We had, for the first Funnel Fridays, we had like 17,000 people register for it. We upgraded our Zoom to 5,000 people, hold 5,000 people in line. And like 2 minutes before the webinar started, we had 5,000 maxed out. We had over 600 tickets in our help desk, people angry they couldn't get in. Like, I had no idea it was even possible to get 5,000 people to show up live, but they did. So we figured out that process, like, it works. Like, we totally broke it. We had to fix a whole bunch of stuff, but now it's done. There's a team in place, and 3 weeks every single month, there's going to be a Funnel Fridays. And the process, the team, the system, everything's in place now. And I had to kill myself. Like, last week was super painful to get it done out the door. But now there's a process, there's a manager, there's like all the things are done, and there's a team left behind. And so now three times a month we'll be doing a Funnel Fridays, and that'll dramatically grow our ClickFunnels user base, right? And now there's, again, we left somebody behind, now it's just gonna keep getting better and better and better and better. And the next tier, so that's like our $97 a month tier, right? So OFA gets people in, Funnel Flakes gets them to stick and to ascend. We're giving them templates, we're giving them training, very specific funnels. Like last month or last week's was membership funnels. Next one is going to be lead funnels. Then we're doing supplement funnels, then book funnels. So they're very specific. Each week's focused on a funnel type, and they give people like 20 cool templates for free. And it's just this whole thing that's goal is to increase the KPI of that tier of ClickFunnels, right? So the next tier of ClickFunnels is our $297 a month plan. So we're like, what's the system we put in place that happens consistently where we get people in? So the system that we're doing, and this week we're actually launching it. So we're in the middle of it right now, but it's kind of fun. So we have Funnel Flicks, which you guys know is this amazing training platform. We spent insane amounts of money building it and licensing the best courses on the planet. Tony Robbins' courses in there. Frank Kern's courses, my courses, Dan Kennedy's courses, like all the best courses you'd ever want are all in Funnel Flicks, right? We did the initial launch, we got a ton of people in there, and then we kind of shifted on. So now we're like, okay, we need to build a team around this because one of our KPIs, one of our core things we're focusing on. And so we got a manager, we got a team, we got all these things around that. And so what we're doing is the very first week of every single month, we're launching a 7-day live launch, which is a funnel that we learned from Brandon Burchard. He spoke at last year's Funnel Hacking Live and taught it, but 7-day live launch. So this week will be happening. 7-day live launch happens. We train. There's 6 sessions over 3 days. And the end of it, then we pitch people to upgrade and send into Funnel Flicks by doing a challenge tied to whatever that month's 7-day live launch was. So, for example, this week I'm doing a 3-day training called List Building Secrets. And so we do that. I'm teaching twice a day for 3 days, so 6 sessions. And at the end of it, we basically say, hey, if you want to get this course that we just created, List Building Secrets course, it's going to be inside of Funnel Flicks. And over the next 21 days, we're doing a 21-day challenge to implement this process. And so they can come in, they go through the experience, they go through the 21-day challenge. And at the end of it, number one is they've got a list being built. Number two is now we've got people who have ascended up because they want to be part of that 21-day challenge, right? And then the first week of every single month, that'll happen. So the first week of every single month, there'll be some kind of live training. It'll be me or somebody else who's publishing on Funnel Flicks. They'll do the training. At the end of it, it'll be a 21-day challenge. We use that to get people in. But we know the first week of every single month, that happens consistently over and over and over again, which is exciting, right? And then, so that's our $297 level. So the next tier up is our $1,497 level. So how do we get people there? So once a quarter, we have a whole sequence being built out to get people to ascend up there. And once a quarter happens, like clockwork, happens consistently, we'll have a whole back end and everything in place. And so now, if you look at ClickFunnels, it's really cool. Like, every 2 weeks, there's an OFA challenge. Every 3 Fridays a week, there is, well, if you step back, the first week of every single month is a 7-day live launch, focusing on a very specific topic, which then pushes people into a 21-day challenge. The other 3 Fridays of the month, there's a Funnel Fridays, focusing on one specific funnel type, where we give them templates, and we get them to stick or to ascend up. And then once a quarter, the first week of every quarter, we do a launch to get people into the 2 Common Club Collective program. Again, that one hasn't happened yet, but it's coming soon. But what's nice is that, like, now those things are all in place, there's teams and managers behind them. Like, literally, after the last thing's done, like, I don't really have a role in the company anymore. I'm done. There's teams and people and everyone's left behind, and my job becomes really easy. I show up 3 Fridays a month for 1 hour to do live training. That's about it. So Anyway, I'm excited. I wish I would have said this a long time ago instead of running from thing to thing to thing, because part of me loves running from thing to thing. It's just focusing on making the one thing the best you have. So for me, again, my ascension is three tiers. So I have a tool. There's the KPI that we track. So how many people are in Collected this month? How many people are in FunnelFlix level this month? How many people, you know, looking at the KPI, we can see it all the time. There's a team who's responsible for that. And there's a process set up so they know exactly what to do and how to do it. They don't have to reinvent the wheel. They don't have to be creative. They just have to follow the process. And that's kind of the game plan. So I'm pumped. I'm excited. I wish I'd done it years ago. So for you, I'll start looking at your thing. Right? What's your mechanism? What's the thing you're using to get people in the funnel, right? Maybe it's a free book funnel. Maybe it's something. How do you get them now to convert? Is it a webinar funnel? Is it a challenge? Like, what's that? And then what's in place? And who's the team? And how consistently does it happen? And looking at those things. So that way, your company continues to grow, whether or not you decide to be creative that week, or whether or not you get out of bed, or whether or not you show up, right? So anyway, that's what I'm working on. It's fun. It's exciting. I said last week we got FunnelFlix in place. The team, everything's in place. Funnel Fridays. Who names all their products Funnel something? Come on now, Russell. Anyway, I blame myself. But that's in place. Then FunnelFlix will be in place this week. And then the collective will be in place next month. And then it's all done. The work is finished. I'm retired. Just kidding. But you know what I mean. So, all right, that's all I got. Appreciate you all. Thanks for hanging out. And I'll talk to you guys all again soon. Bye, everybody. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.